At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooks.kbb.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Hour number two of the show happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Thursday here on 105 Through the Fan, Fed of the Dark. Fred Davis alongside Blake Elliott and Mariachi El Bronx, a.k.a. Trap House Trevor. That's what your shirt says, Trap House. That's what your shirt says.
I know, but the fact that you were saying it, this is one of my favorite bands, so the fact that you were saying it got my ears perked.
There you go.
Okay, this person is now my best friend.
Yeah.
469. They are making a Bullet Train reference. And in the movie, the two main characters call each other Lemon and Tangerine. And so
you didn't know that?
I did. I just didn't know he was referencing. I didn't think that's what he was referencing.
I thought he was just saying a fruit reference.
I thought he was too. And then when he said Diesel, I was like, "Are you referencing Bullet Train? I might have to go buy Lemon now." That is, you're my new best friend, 469. Just want to say that I sent Trevor an insane clip. We'll play that in Derek Lively here.
What's the insane clip? Does it have to do with the Mavericks?
It's Diana Rossini. Let's just play it first because it's hilarious.
Before I play it, because I see this is, pardon my take, is it clean?
We're about to see, I guess, right?
Oh, brother.
Just go ahead and be ready to dump it. They're playing Family Feud with the Barstool people, PFT and stuff.
Yeah.
Diana Rossini's in the call. It's like a Zoom call. This might have been like COVID times. Don't give me the line on the time. And Mike Vrabel's on the call. There's like eight people in there. They're playing Family Feud. It's just a bunch of, you know, sports people.
Oh, goodness.
And you'll hear the question.
We just talked about Family Feud the other night, too.
We did. Dun-dun-dun-dun! What? Is that Price is Right?
I think that's Price is Right.
Either way.
Because it's a little more.
It's a little quicker.
Come on down. The Price is Right.
It's a little more frenetic.
This is Diana Rossini when she's asked a question. You'll hear it.
Okay, Diana, what is something you might close your eyes to do?
When you have sex with your husband or wife.
Again, this is from Family Feud Kids, but yes.
She answered it. Yep. She answered it. It's done. That's the
it's
one.
It's done. No, you have to take the answer.
No.
You hear Vrabel? No.
Wow.
With Mike Vrabel on the call, by the way. One more time. It's clean, so we can play it again. If anyone wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Okay, Diana, what is something you might close your eyes to do?
When you have sex with your husband or wife.
Again, this is from Family Feud Kids, but yes.
She answered it. Yep. She answered it. It's done. That's the
it's
one.
It's done. No, you have to take the answer.
It came out. No.
You hear Brave Boy? It came out. No. She said it. You heard her, guys. Stand on it, Diana.
Wow. She's.
Oh, man.
Do you find it interesting that...
I think that comment alone is bad, let alone with Vrabel being in the call. So she's trying to like
they're just,
flirt too.
Yeah, they're just making light of the whole situation.
Nobody knows.
We're nobody so secretive. Knows. Like she just doesn't... I mean, and the fact that there's just this slow trickle, like this Chinese water torture of just Russini and Vrabel clips.
If you missed it today, guys, the clip went out today. It's going mega viral again. It went mega viral yesterday just knowing they were on the boat.
Yeah, because we saw the pictures and we saw photos of the waiver that they signed.
And that was it. And I thought that'd be enough.
Nope.
Then today, a video comes out of them hugging, walking on the dock.
Okay, I didn't see them hugging. I just saw them walking on the dock.
Okay, I think they're like about to hug. It's like it cuts off right there. But you can see Rossini's pregnant in the video.
From the 214, she keeps her eyes open with Vrabel.
Definitely.
100%.
Definitely.
1,000%.
He's a large guy.
What do you want? He's scaring teams away. Crazy.
Why didn't she just like, she could have just been like openly with him and people would have been less worried about it. This is just a bad look. I think it's hard to recover in any kind of sports journalism wise.
TJ Houshmandzadeh was on Speakeasy with Emmanuel Acho, and he said the same thing that we've all been saying. Like, they were boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, this was
like,
not...
this was not a side piece situation. Like, no, they were together, and they just had wives and husbands.
Correct. Which I think if they'd have came out and said they were swingers, they could have saved themselves.
Well, but here's the problem. You need the husband and wife to be on board with that, too.
And they're not the breadwinners.
Well, apparently Vrabel's wife may not be, but apparently Russini's husband,
the Philly fan,
has bank.
Okay, more than her?
I think so. I think he makes more money than she does.
So was he just collecting evidence to have this huge divorce with a lot of money?
I mean, I don't know that it's going to be a huge divorce. It's probably going to be, I mean, look, no divorce judge in the world, maybe in California, is going to be like, yeah, you get half. Like, it's the world has seen. And don't let the paternity. I mean, we're all waiting for the paternity test to drop.
Oh, that'll go quadruple platinum on Twitter.
That'll
break the internet for a day.
That would explode the internet if that paternity test comes out that it's.
Because at that point, like ESPN has to cover it. Bleacher Report.
You have to. It's going. Look, it will be.
It won't just be TMZ.
Oh, no. It'll be the biggest story in America.
Yeah.
So it will be if we find out that one of those little dudes is a little Vrabel.
Yeah. Oh, then he's going to grow up one day. Can you imagine the jokes?
I mean, I feel bad for the kids. I feel bad for them.
Like, okay, how old is the oldest one?
I think it's like six. I think they're like 4 and 6. Oh, man. And they're little guys. They're little dudes, man.
Little guys. They're going to be getting picked on. Let's keep it a buck.
I mean, not if they're Vrabels.
These seven-year-olds, they got TikTok.
Kids are ruthless.
They got TikTok and Twitter now earlier than ever.
Yeah,
I've seen your mom.
They do.
I think it's your mom. The girl dropping you off is not your mom.
Who's going to get that first interview?
Me and you. Put it into existence.
I'd love it, man.
Do we have a better chance at Vrabes or Rossini?
Russini will talk to Barstool first.
Yeah.
She's either going to talk to...
She's already friends with
them. She's already friends with them. She's either... Apparently, Stugatz already offered her a job.
Who is Stugatz?
Stugatz used to be on... I want to say he was on with Dan Le Batard. I think he's got his own show now. But yeah, Stugatz has already offered her a job. He's been one of the most vocal Diana Russini supporters in all of this.
How is he being a supporter?
Because he's been friends with her the whole time.
Okay, so he's just blindly supporting because he's a friend.
That's it.
Not like factual statement, like y'all are missing the point. She's innocent. Supporter, just more like she's my girl.
That's my homegirl.
Cool.
I mean, he's known.
He's white knighting a little bit. Everyone's hating
on
her.
Well, but here's the thing, though. You can't, look, if you knew that was going on, what have we heard? We've heard this time and time again that everybody in the NFL circles knew that
was going
on.
And I'm sure some people will come out and say, what they do in their private lives is up to them.
And that's
why
what people
have
been saying.
I get that, but it's also Rossini lied. That's also part of this. It's not like people just did this and she quit.
She lied and said
that this didn't happen. There's nothing going on and it was a girl's trip.
Yeah.
So there's that part of it, too. It's not like we're just bullying her.
No. And then we're just looking at all the every clue that's been dropped in the last. I mean, it's because, again, it feels like the last 9 months. All right. It's just been a fling. But no, y'all been doing this for years.
We're getting kids involved. We're years. Getting,
we now have questions about whether who the father of your child is.
Yes.
Like that, that takes not, you to a whole nother level.
Like Tangerine's invested because it's not just a sports story now. It's an ethical relationship.
It's a human interest story. Like this is like we're all fascinated by the fact that, you know, this dude could be raising. So, I mean, and as a man, as her husband. There, I don't know of a more look. It's bad enough that your wife's boning this dude, and the entire world knows
that everyone likes better than you, who's you know well off. Like no one's over here sitting like.
Vrabel's really not catching any strays in any of this, right? But on the flip side of that, so it's bad enough that your wife has been dropping hints for the last 6 years that you know you're a schmuck.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, then you find out that and as a man, like you love your kids, but there's when you have a son, that's a different. It's great, and now you're looking at your son like.
So not only the guy I was worried about. I thought
it's not
be.
A bad it's bad enough that your wife's been cheating on you, but now it's like, oh wow, now this kid might not even be mine.
Yeah. And the guy who he is 6'4", 240, and everybody loves him.
I don't know that everybody does. I think he's
well liked guy.
Let's put it this way. He's taken a hit.
I'm just saying in general, Mike Vrabel's a well liked guy. Before the story. Like I'm saying,
He could do no wrong. Before this, and
they were just in the Super Bowl.
But, and I think a lot of people had some legitimate complaints as far as, Mel Tucker, Sharon Moore, Ime Udoka, these guys all did the same thing in some form or fashion as well. Yes, there were differences to it.
Ime recover. No one really brings it up. I mean, yes, people bring it up, but it's not something where you're watching a Rockets game and it's brought
Ime
up.
Ime did a good – the thing about Ime –
he also got out of there. He was in a different spot.
So he got booted right away, and we really never got a full-on story about what happened.
We never got one single video or picture.
Nothing.
It's all just, opinion pieces, if you will, or, articles. So if you're in
it happened
that,
kind of – I mean, it was quick. Like, the Celtics did they moved off him quick.
Boston. So see if Boston keeps it up.
Rough time to be in Boston right now.
Yeah.
Bruins got beat. Red Sox aren't very good. Your coach is a philanderer. I mean, it's a rough go right
Who's
now.
Who's doing the best in Boston? Just the Patriots just making the Super Bowl?
I mean, you're still outside of Vrabel, having a side girlfriend.
Every time I turn you guys on, you're talking about this crap. NBA.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Finals and trade rumors, hockey, baseball, post info draft, and all you guys talk about is an affair.
Well, let's talk about Derek Lively. This is Derek Lively, who we have not heard much about.
No,
here as of late.
I think he said the NBA finals are on.
Which NBA finals? If you missed the first segment, we talked about the playoffs. We had Bonnie Bernstein on the second segment. And we're talking Stars Bars at 9 o'clock.
Come on, talk about hockey and baseball.
We talked about the Rangers, too.
You're not doing enough. Talk about the NBA Finals.
Come on, 972. Get it together, brother. Get it together. Maybe you just have bad timing. You know, you can always go back on the Odyssey app. There's two things you should do when you go back on the Odyssey app. A, listen back to the first hour. And then two, make sure you go check out The Athlete's Effect, hosted by Bonnie Bernstein.
Mind you, the two most texts we've got is from Bonnie and from
Rossini.
And this segment right here.
That's it.
But 972 just doesn't like it. He's our new PD.
He's crapped all over it. Can we move along, please?
You know what it is?
I want to hear about Miko's torn MCL.
You know what it is? This is Vrabel's burner.
Oh.
Can we move on from the story? Who cares?
And people have lives. Enough is enough. Let the two of them live.
I love how people always come to that conclusion like stuff didn't happen. Like, we're just making up stuff out of thin air.
I mean, it's only one of the biggest stories in America right now.
It was too big.
Don't let one of them get hantavirus, okay? I'll tell you what. You know what the biggest story could be right now?
The kid.
Rossini and Vrabel on a cruise ship with hantavirus going through the Strait of Hormuz. That would be the biggest story in the world
right now.
With
Iran trying to bomb them?
Scrolling through the straight arm boost. Okay, Derek Lively. We have not heard hide nor hair from the going into be his third year. The third year Duke center.
Someone said, I have to read this to the person who said they only talk about the affair. Shut your mouth. You're probably in an affair right now. Who cares if they're cheating? Talk about sports. I don't care.
They are sports figures. Derek Lively, what's going on, bro?
Speaking of your recovery, like, what's the latest? Where are you at? You a boot, crutches? Like, where are you at?
So I'm out. No boot, no crutches.
Nice.
Just nice. Normal walking shoes. And then slowly just like getting back to, you know, building my lower leg strength. You know, I've been in the gym with Luke, been in the gym with the Mavs. And man, I feel like I'm fall over every day. No matter if it's me, you know, doing calf raises. Just making me get like a found respect of what I used to be able to do, and now I got to work back to being 100%. So it's just taking day by day, get better every day. No matter if it's some days it hurts, some days it don't hurt, but you always got to just do and be a pro. You know, you got to take care of yourself whenever you're not at the gym. You got to do the things at home and make sure that you're getting yourself ready for the next day.
I could have totally misheard that. It didn't sound like he's good to go.
It doesn't.
I'm like, did I mishear that?
It doesn't. When you some days it hurts, some days it doesn't. I'm like, still? Is he gonna be ready? Two things come to mind. One, if you told me right now that he won't be ready when the season starts, I would not be surprised. And if you told me that could flare back up again.
That's worst case scenario. Because now you have to keep Gafford. Not because I don't want Gafford here, but now that tradable piece is just hurt.
It's gone.
Now it's like, okay.
You're trading Gafford, to your point, with the idea that, oh, Lively's back.
Yeah. Now you
can't.
I mean,
I don't need Gafford, Lively, Cisse, and Bagley. Yeah,
we're running the double bigs again.
I'll tell you what this means, though, is that you're probably going to bring Bagley back.
Yeah, just for insurance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, plus, I thought he did a good job this
year. I thought he did, too.
Okay. I mean, he's a vet. You know, he can knock down a three. You know, he plays good defense. I mean, for what he brings, and I don't think you're going to break the bank on him.
I don't think so, either.
You know, and he's a Duke guy.
Would you bring back him or Chris Middleton if you had to choose?
Give me Bagley.
I agree.
Give me dude, Middleton's 35, 36.
And you've got Cooper, PJ, Najee, Max Christie, and maybe whoever you draft.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know that I need. I mean, look, if Middleton wants to come back on a bare-bones deal, then sure.
Brandon Williams deal.
Exactly, right? But I don't need – I need a big – because, again, I
got
Clay.
If I, need I was going to say, we got Clay. Guy who can't play really good defense but can shoot.
He doesn't play defense. So, yeah, no, I'll take – give me Clay all day because at least he can still shoot from time to time.
And Chris Middleton, honestly, just – it was cool, but I don't really know the void he feels.
Well,
the ninth guy off the bench, or the ninth guy in general, and then off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, he filled in for you this year because you were literally tanking.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, Najee should be on the bench next year. That's a good thing.
Coming off the bench? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, he could be your sixth man of the year.
Correct.
Now, okay, I tell you what, we got to go. I want to ask you something that the morning show has been talking about, and I want to get your thoughts on it. We'll talk about it. We might do it fair or foul. We still got Stars bars to get to, a lot more to get to, and we may just do an abbreviated Stars bar. I just want to get your – tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have you pick two or three of your favorite Jim Neal cuts. You don't have any? You don't have any Jim Neal cuts? Oh, they're in your head. That's a scary place to be. All right, coming up next, Odessa Jenkins, the head coach and offensive coordinator for the Texas Women's Elite Spartans, pretty much the dynasty of the Women's Football League. She's going to be joining us next, talking all things women's football. They've got a big game this Saturday. They have been champ after champ after champ. Let's talk to Ms. Jenkins next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
What a great bounce-back song. What a great... what was that, your personal Jesus? 817, hell of an interview, fellas. Y'all are killing it. Freddie D, I've been listening since day one in Dallas. Shout out to you, 817. I still laugh at y'all clowning that married dude who went to the water park alone. Can't wait till y'all are back full time soon enough.
Wow.
Cheers, guys.
That's a throwback to like our first month of doing shows.
That was one of the first shows where Blake wasn't being a jerk to me.
That is such a throwback. The creep at the water park.
He was a creep.
I wonder if he still listens.
I hope he is. If you're the creep from the water park,
you
let us know.
You know exactly who you are.
I
just go to sightsee.
Yeah. Love the scenery. What a creep. All right, we got to stop. Let's go to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. She is the head coach and the offensive coordinator. She's the shoddy of the Texas Women's Elite Spartans, Miss Odessa Jenkins. Coach, how the hell are you on this Thursday night?
I'm so damn good. How y'all doing?
More blessed now that you're here.
Oh, amen to that. Amen to that. Shout out to the creep at the water park. I got you the ticket. He got you the ticket for the game on Saturday, brother. Don't worry about it. Do all the watching you want to do.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, Coach,
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there on Saturday. We're going to talk about the game here in just a little bit. But I got to say, look, I'm going to come clean, all right? So you know Mama Kim, mm-hmm. and so Mama Kim invited me to the game, I don't know, what, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was, and you guys played the Chicago, and look, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I really didn't.
Keep it a bing. You thought it was going to be trash, didn't you?
Well, here was the thing. I didn't...
No, keep it a bing.
No,
keep it a bing, friend!
I'm going to. I didn't realize it was women's football, okay? All I saw, so Blake, who, God bless Blake, sends me this horrible text message. Okay. Fred, what are you doing? Oh, I'm sitting here watching the NBA playoffs. Okay, never mind. What does that mean?
That's exactly.
And so I'm like, all right, you're worthless. So I text his mom. I'm like, well, what are we doing here? She goes, hey, it's a blackout at this event tonight. And she just sent me like a screenshot of y'all's promo. And I didn't really look at the promo. So all I saw was football players. I thought, oh, okay. Didn't think anything of it. So I get there, boom. And I'll tell you what. First of all, your quarterback is dope. Your defense is off the chain. And I mean, it was like... From a coaching perspective, like, look, you when we think of women's sports, Women's tackle football, I don't think it's near enough love, because I'm going to tell you right now, y'all were doing the damn thing out there that Saturday night. Just give us a little background on, you know, who the Spartans are and just a little bit about the league itself, because I don't think enough people know just about enough about women's tackle football and just what y'all are doing here in the DFW.
Absolutely. And thank you. I know I'm joking, but thank you so much for coming. We love being someone's first introduction to women's tackle football because we are so proud of what we're doing with the Texas Elite Spartans. But the Spartans are the five-time defending champions of the Women's National Football Conference. We are the winningest franchise in professional women's football history. The team's only been around for seven seasons, but we have won five of the six championships that the league has put together. You know, we are a team of Division I athletes, former flag football athletes. We got an ex-WNBA player. I mean, these are some of the top athletes that you'll ever see, and they are living their dream of playing tackle football on the best team in the country. Our league has 16 teams all around the country, franchises from Seattle, Washington to Washington, D.C. Every single year we go up against the best players in the world, and the Texas squad comes out on top. And so when you talk about the highest level of tackle football for a woman to play in the world, that's our league and the WNFC, and we are the team to beat.
Coach O, if my mother is correct with the stuff that she sent me, getting us nice and prepared, she sent something that caught my eye. I got to ask it first. You were a player and a coach at the same time. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you know, back in the day, I was getting my Bill Russell on. You know what I'm saying? So history has it. Women have been playing organized football for decades, really. Some of your listeners may have heard of the Dallas Diamonds.
Yep.
Okay. They were an epic team back in the day. And I played with the Diamonds. I won a championship with the Diamonds. I played for the U.S. national team. I was voted the best running back in the world by the International Federation of American Football. And in 2017, I was coaching, I was owning a team in former leagues, and I got recruited to go into the NFL. And I through the Bill Walsh Diversity Internship, I was in the running back room with Devontae Freeman and all those guys, with Coach Dan Quinn, and having a great time, having a great camp, doing an awesome job. And really, as I spent more time in camp, I started to realize that all these things that were available, I was making more money as an intern, and I had been eating better and gotten more free things as an intern than I ever did as a top running back in women's football. And I wanted to see that change. So all the other leagues that had come before us were really just all about women having the ability to play. And I was past that. After being the best player in the world and seeing what my teammates and seeing what the athletes that I was coaching at the time were going through, I was past just playing. I was ready to get them paid. And so I had an exit in a tech company that I was in a year later. And in 2019, we founded the Women's National Football Conference with the singular purpose of access, awareness, and accelerating financial equity for these women.
We really are getting blessed today on the Fantasy Dark with all these great women talking about the breakthroughs that they've had.
I was going to say, we got to get you on the Bonnie Bernstein show. We had her on at 8:20, or excuse me, at 7:20, talking about her new show, The Champion's Edge, where she's talking to women like yourself from all walks of life that are doing incredible things in whatever field they're in. And so obviously, you certainly are no stranger to that. And so what, look, the WNBA just got their new collective bargaining agreement. We're seeing the rise of it in front of our very own eyes. What needs to happen for women's tackle football to take that next step?
I think one, more conversations like this. It's just it's an awareness thing. It's like any other business, right? When more people find out about it, they go to it, they attend the games, and they realize, oh my God, this is a great product. They realize it's a great product. They buy tickets. They buy jerseys. They support the athletes. We have sponsors. We've been lucky enough with the Texas Elite Spartans to have great local sponsorship. Shout out to Fibroid Institute of Texas and First Line Brands, who are corporate sponsors, come through. Our league sponsors like Adidas. But we need more local support. We actually have more national support than we have local. There are more people that know about us around the world than teams that support the Texas Elite Spartans here in Texas, which is crazy because we're the winningest professional team in the last 5 years. I mean, we're picking them up and putting them down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think what needs to happen is more conversations like this, more partnerships with media, with brands that are local, because I believe that sports grows through community. And we are in one of the best communities on the planet here in DFW. We love our sports and we love to win. And I think the more folks in Dallas and Fort Worth and Arlington and Frisco and that know about us, the more we're going
to
grow.
Well, no disrespect to your current broadcast team, but maybe you just need a a Fred and Blake special, you know, come in there and do a little play-by-play and color commentary. I mean,
we've done our fair share.
We did 7-on-7. I know we can do some women's football. Come on now.
It's good football. That's the other thing about it. It's good football. Like we can, you know, I we can talk about all the other stuff that we want, but when you watch it, it passes the eye test. And the other thing is these women got full-time jobs.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to work full-time jobs, and they are pouring into this, not for fun. They're pouring into this because they're building something.
For people who have never been to a professional women's game, can you kind of explain to people who are used to seeing the NFL or college if there is any rule differences, how things go, what to expect at these, and kind of, you know, maybe how the league is set up?
So the dopest thing about the WNFC is we built this league around the women's game, right? So it's NCAA Division I rules for the most part, but there are some caveats. There's no blocking below the waist anywhere, so you can't cut in this league. So right away, you have to learn how to play the game the right way. The other thing is we have rules like the pick nine, like we award defense the same way that we award offense. Since it's so hard to score on defense in our league, if you get a pick and score or a fumble recovery and score, you actually get 9 points and not just 6.
Mm. Okay.
So there's things like that that make the game even more exciting. Our ball's a little smaller. Our ball, shout out to Big Game, a Texas company, local Texas company that makes all the custom footballs for all of Division I football. Big Game actually customized a football just for our women, shaped to the hands of like 6 of the quarterbacks in our league. So
Okay. We
have a ball that's a little smaller. But other than that, it's football, 52 and a half a size, 110 down. And it's really great. It's 11-on-11, full contact. We play in the same pads as everybody else. We've got custom Adidas uniforms. And it's a great game. But those are the major differences. Oh, the other difference is, and coaches is going to love this, is we have the UFL 1, 2, or 3 rule. So you can go from 1 with a kick, you can go from 2 from a 2 as an extra point, or you go from 3 from the 10 and get 3 points.
You know what? The one thing that, and to your point, when I watched the game last month when y'all played Chicago, number one, I mean, your defense was just all over the place. And I was taken aback at just how good your quarterback was. I mean, that was the one thing that, I mean, because look, I don't remember who I was talking to, but it doesn't matter what level of football you're at, peewee, 7-on-7, high school, college, pro, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a quarterback, you're in trouble. Talk a little bit about y'all's quarterback. And the other thing that struck me was, I mean, look, y'all got a huge roster. I mean, I'm telling you right now, when I looked on y'all's side of the field, it looked like an NFL sideline. I mean, you guys got a ton of players.
There is no shortage of women who want to play professional football. I think that's the one thing that always surprises people. They're like, but I don't see girls playing tackle football in high school or in school, so where do they come from? They don't play because they don't have the access, right? It takes a lot to be the girl who wants to go play football with the boys in high school, right? So most of them are waiting. And then today's world, they're playing flag. So when you look at our quarterback, Michelle Angel, the best quarterback in the country, she led us to a national championship last year. She is a kid from California who always wanted to play football, whose family said no over and over again. And so once she became an adult, she tried out the sport. She's a hell of an athlete and learned this skill over the last 5 or 6 years. And ultimately, playing against defenses like ours, you talked about our defense, we got the best defense in the country. I mean, if you watch that defense play, I don't care what you used to watching, you know that they're good. And shout out to our defensive coordinator, Kay Spain. But Michelle is a prime example of what happens when you give access, coaching, and opportunity to women and girls in football. And like I said, the skill level that you saw, you're surprised because they're playing flag now. These girls, the skilled players, the wide receivers, the DBs, the quarterbacks, they have just as many rep opportunities now as the boys, and that's why you're starting to see that skill level at the tackle game.
Well, you've got the so you had a bye week this past week, and then you've got a team from my neck of the woods, the Kansas City Glory, coming to town. Just kind of go ahead and handicap that line or that matchup for us on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I'm a football coach that you know that I don't really call it. I just do it. You know, I'm about it. Don't talk about it, be about it kind of situation. But I will tell
give
you,
give us some bulletin board material.
They are the last team to defeat the Texas Elite Spartans.
Oh.
Last season, they beat us game one in Kansas City, 19-14. They shocked the world. That was the first time that they had ever defeated us. They just beat the number two team in the country, the San Diego Rebellion, last week. That was an upset. They're coming into Dallas with one of the best defensive players you're going to ever see in the world. They have this nickel safety that is just...
She's their Caleb Downs is what you're trying to tell us.
She is day down. She is day down. Seriously, she is cold with it. But so
you got something for her. I mean, you're the OC. I mean, just give a little sneak peek. What are we drawing up for Saturday? Come on.
Fireworks.
Come on. Come on.
Make her run around. Yeah, we're going to make her run around. We ain't going
to get gonna comfortable.
We're not them type. You've seen us play.
I have.
Right at you. Yeah, no, we're going to make her cover all 52.5. But no, I think, you know, this game is a game not just of strategy, right? We play the spread offense. We're a very balanced offense. But I think this is also a game of will. It's going to be probably the most physical football game that you're going to see all year. Man,
so they're better than Chicago. They're better than Chicago.
They are better than Chicago.
Okay. Because really, I mean, look, if I'm being honest, you guys should have ran that. I mean, you guys were up 21-7 when I left. I mean, y'all have some points on the board there. I mean, Chicago wasn't in y'all's class. So Kansas City, I mean, this is going to be a good game on Saturday.
This is going to be a great game. It's two of the best the number one and the number two running back in the league. They have a running back, number four, Maria Fatale, an Italian stallion.
Okay.
Who's leading the league in rushing right now.
Oh.
We have Turbo Thomas,
okay,
who's right behind her. So it's a battle of the running backs.
And we're going to be there on Saturday. Yeah, so, are. Fatties, if you want to come hang out, come on.
Come on. We're coming down. Look, the game starts at what, 7:30?
Game starts at 7 o'clock. Don't be late.
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Now.
Okay.
Don't come up at 7:30. You're gonna miss six touchdowns.
No. We'll be there at 7 o'clock. All right. So, in fact, we're gonna be there early because I want to come down on the field and we'll say hello and all that good stuff. But I'm excited about this. And by the way, you guys play at UT Arlington, right? Which is a great facility to watch a football game, no matter whatever it is. But no, at UT, I mean, the weather should be pretty good on Saturday. Do we know what the weather's supposed to look like? No rain, right?
No rain. It's going to be in the 80s, so it'll be a great Texas-like pre-summer, late spring evening.
I was going to say, and it's going to be hot during the day. So,
it's hot.
All right, so Texas Arlington, that's where the game's at this Saturday. Game starts at 7 o'clock. Quarters are what, 10 minutes, 12 minutes?
12-minute quarters.
12-minute quarters, and then you can pay at the at the stadium.
You can pay there. You can go to TexasEliteWomensFootball.com and pay right online.
Okay,
but you can also pay up at the gate at UT Arlington. But if you want to, you get a discount if you pay before you go. So I would suggest you go to TexasEliteWomensFootball.com and buy your ticket before you get there.
And let me just say this too: it's a great family friendly environment. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, what do we hear about all the time? You know, if you're a family of four, family of five, whether you're trying to go to a Rangers game or going to a professional sports game, you ain't getting out. I mean, it's going to cost you $200-$300 just for tickets, and that doesn't include concessions, everything like that. I mean, again, this is a very affordable, fun night, and you're going to see some good football on top of it.
That's right. Right on.
Odessa, we couldn't thank you enough. Blake and I'll be out there Saturday. We're looking forward to it. And look, let's get that dub on Saturday.
Hey, y'all rock. Thank you so much for your support and spreading the word. And tell everybody. Hey, how many fans y'all got?
I mean, thousands. Thousands.
Okay, bring all the thousands with. Bring all of them.
The Fatties, they have been
summoned.
The Fatties have been summoned. They've been motivated. Look, we're at the very least, you're going to get two of us. Hopefully, if we can get 100 people out there, Saturday night is a busy night. But I'll tell you what, you get the Rangers we got to deal with. But you know what? I'm expecting fireworks on Saturday night against Kansas City.
Oh, either way, whether it's one or one, 1 million, we getting it done on Saturday night.
That's what I want to hear. Coach O, have a great night, my friend. We'll see you Saturday.
All right, y'all. Take care, brothers.
There you have it. The one, the only.
Can hear the energy and passion in her voice. I love it.
I love it. No, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. And like I said, I know what I'm getting into now.
Who's winning in the Oklahoma drill, Coach O or Trevor?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Oh, come on. It's a no-brainer. Coach O.
Trevor, your thoughts?
She's still on the line. I don't like that, so I haven't disconnected yet, so I'm not going to answer that question.
I have a feeling, but I...
No, what do you mean? No, it's even better. Why would you just talk behind her back? Now, say it right now. She's still on the line.
Listen.
Who's winning in the Oklahoma drill?
I played NIA football, collegiate level, all right? I have a little bit of skill.
I'm not saying you don't.
So do you think you'd win in the Oklahoma drill?
No, because I think I think he would enjoy her hitting him.
Stop it. Stop. All right. Yeah. No, I definitely address. I know you're still online.
He gets
out.
Hit.
I appreciate
Can
it.
Do it again. I know the cameras are off, but just one more time.
Thank you, ma'am. May I have another?
A little bit harder this time.
I don't like this.
I feel like you're holding something back.
Can I just stand still and let her hit me?
Hey, we blow the whistle. He barely gets up. He gets up super slow. Oh, she got me again.
No, at the end of the day, look, my money would be on Mr. Trevor, the creator.
No, my money's on Coach O.
No, look, if as far
Coach
as
Coach O is running through Trevor,
I don't look
Saturday.
I'm fatletic, brother.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, I would my money would be on Trevor, however. Now, as far as like chasing her down?
No, they both got pads on Oklahoma Drill.
Within 10 yards.
That's what Oklahoma Drill is. I got Coach O.
I had a 4.6 pro agility. Thank you very much.
Right, I'll give it to Trevor. Like I said, I think he would enjoy it. He's got that sadomasochist vibe about him, so I think he'd be way too into it. All right. When we come back, let's do a quick fair or foul. So much more to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Number one Chevy dealership in the world, 3 years straight. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 through 2025.
What a read. What a read from Trap House Trevor. Fair foul. Trevor is fatletic.
Tangerine disagrees.
I say fair.
You guys ever seen Stripes?
I got your back on this. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. I'm John Candy.
I was going to say that tracks.
That's exactly who I am.
That tracks.
You know, he didn't want to do that. And I agree. Did you watch his documentary?
I did. I didn't catch all of it. I watched the first 30 minutes.
We got to stop with the first 30 minutes.
What is going on?
Who do you think you are? Some movie critic?
Finish it.
I've seen
really
enough.
Bad.
I see how this movie is going, and I'm going to turn it off. Who do you think you are?
I don't, because I want to say it was a two-parter, wasn't it?
No.
It was just one?
Yeah, it's like an hour 30.
Oh my gosh, we cannot read that last text. I don't think we've gotten a slur like that in a long time.
Oh.
We don't get very many slurs on the text line.
Is it like how bad of a slur?
I mean, it's not really a slur, it's just salacious.
Yeah.
Is all.
We get in trouble for saying it.
Oh,
well, I mean, I'm sure, but that's what I'm saying is like.
Can I do the fair or foul? You might have had a story. Can I?
Good,
steal
no,
it from
I
you?
Don't. Plus, okay. We only got a few minutes, so go for it.
Okay, fair or foul. Fair or foul. Massive autonomous. Okay, let me try again. Massive autonomous robot factory opens in the U.S. Now, do you know what these are? These little Neo guys. Neo. It looks like a robot, but it's like the smooth version, the very 2026 version.
Is that like
version.
The one that's always in Austin talking
no,
to people?
No. This is not anywhere. This is for your house, butlers. It looks like. That's what it looks like, Fred. So the ones in Houston, Dallas, those look like robots. Like you can see the...
That looks like an actual person.
Yes, it looks like a person. It looks like it's cloth. There we go. That's what I was going for. It's a cloth front, so it looks less scary. I think it looks more scary.
I was going to say. It's going to give me iRobot vibes.
With 200 employees, the factory will be able to produce 10,000 Neos. This is the new thing that are going to be in people's houses this year and soon produce 100,000 per year. And this is the CEO... American consumers will be among the first in the world to welcome Neos into their home. We already have over 100,000 requests. So what are your thoughts on robots? People are already working at these factories. They have jobs, 200-plus employees. These Neo robots are getting put out at lightning speed. If you've missed it, you can go look at like the little ad. See if you can find it real quick, Trevor. Just look up Neo robot. I'm sure there's an ad of them talking about it just real
quick.
You can
shoot them, right?
That's what the first comment said. It said, if I buy one of these, I'm buying a gun the same day. I mean, it acts like a real person, and so
sure
what
it does.
So what it does, and I'm sure it'll explain this in the trailer. So I might be double explaining. But like, say you go to work and you didn't do the laundry and dishes, you would tell it do the laundry and dishes, and it can go around your house
and do the
it has
laundry
tracking,
and dishes.
Does the laundry and dishes, and it looks like a real human doing it.
I just don't trust it.
I don't either.
And
I
so
don't.
And think
it's
about
even, I don't
to do that. You have to have tracking of the house. That's what the first couple of days is getting used to the house, knowing where the couch is. Knowing where the blankets are, knowing where your dishwasher is, knowing where your... So it knows everything in your house. And it sounds great in practice until something goes wrong, and it knows everything in your house.
See, because I hate Roombas. I'm not a fan of the little robot vacuums.
Imagine it was human size.
What? But that's how somebody... Like,
I mean, do you unplug it at night?
Dude, this thing's like 5'10". I'm not kidding you. Look it up, Trevor. Find it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You got it. It's the cost is $20,000. Like that's, I feel like that's reasonable for a robot, like a slave robot.
No, literally, it's a slave robot. There's no other way to put it. It's a slave. Do you have a video of like the CEO talking about it or something? Like
$20,000 for a slave robot? That seems
no. It's just a. There's one that's reasonable. Like.
See, there's something on YouTube. There's. See, I promise you, there's something. There's like something the explaining it.
Yeah. Here's something. Hang on.
Okay. There's definitely no cussing, so you can just play it straight.
Well, that's what I'm going to make sure.
Can they talk?
Yeah. I'm pretty 92% sure they can talk. Like, Dave, I have finished the dishes for the week. Would you like me to do any other task? Trevor's playing it. It's not going to cuss. It's not going to cuss, Trevor.
It hasn't been programmed to yet.
Neo is a humanoid companion designed to transform your life at home. It combines AI and advanced hardware to help with daily chores and bring intelligence into your everyday life. Neo was engineered from the ground up for safety. Its tension-driven body is quiet and lightweight. Its low-energy motions make it uniquely safe for you and your home. But safe doesn't mean limited. Neo's hardware comes packed with features like human-level dexterity and a 55-pound carrying capacity.
So it says it's got a 4-hour battery life. It's like several mics and decibels and different things. That's what's on the screen.
Comfortable to be around. Each Neo comes with a machine-washable knit suit, a head, and shoes that you can customize to fit your style.
Oh, wow.
You give him shoes.
Put Jordans on them.
Experience simple. Out of the box, the core of your experience...
You put some mids on them?
The chores feature lets you schedule a time for your Neo to do all
I just wouldn't trust it being able to wash my dishes correctly. It's not that it can't do it.
That's what he's worried about.
Well, because I... Because again...
did you mix my colors and whites again?
Like, I don't trust the dang Roomba going around and not knocking something over. Like, that's what I'm saying.
If you do nothing else today, tell us, look up Neo Robot just so you can see. These things are going to be in people's houses this year. Like, if you go over to someone's house and they have a robot, how would you react? Like, full... Oh, you don't have to pick that up. Neo will pick it up.
Neo's got it.
I'm excited for that. Legitimately, I think this is great. I think eventually, someday, it'll be awesome. I just don't... It's like VR still sucks.
I was gonna say, you're going to see a lot of Neo boyfriend and girlfriends here before too long,
well,
too.
Yeah. 680, Trevor was the one saying that was a good price for a slave, not Blake. So, let's not get it mixed up. I did not say it was a good price.
Inflation, I don't know.
And luckily, this is a non-human, so it's a little different.
Oh, my goodness.
I said I was very clear. I said robot slave. Come
Can
on
you
now.
Program it to break into your neighbor's house? I doubt it. You can probably program it to spy on your neighbor, though.
Oh, you absolutely can.
Can you look at... NFL coach.
Could you imagine sure? You go on a date and this chick's got a Neo robot at her house?
Or that upper status. She's obviously got bread.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Got 20 bands to blow.
This is the future. This absolutely is the future.
This is for rich people.
This is absolutely
this
the future.
This is the future.
You no longer have to hire a maid.
No.
Hey, your friends and neighbors would be crazy if there was a Neo and it wasn't a maid. He wouldn't be able to do his job. The show wouldn't happen.
Man, let's find out when one of these robots gets hacked into. Okay.
By all the hackers.
But that's anything. Somebody can hack into your phone and listen to you. Like,
But my phone can't wake up in the middle of the night and kill me.
I don't think your phone is gonna, or your Neo is strong enough to do that.
How do you know?
Sleep.
Have you tried the Neo robot that's 5'10" that can carry up to 50 pounds?
Listen,
put his little robot hands around your neck.
I can Oklahoma Trio with an elite Spartan.
When you're laying down and all of a sudden Neo's straddling you with his little robot hands around your neck.
This is stop. We're getting into
Trevor's acting like he's awake with a gun in his hand. We're talking about like asleep. You're not ready to get attacked.
Neo's attacking you.
I've been watching too much iRobot. You know.
I'm telling you. Hey, he looks like it.
Okay.
That's how
it
starts.
Just wait, Trevor. This is going to go
back. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all have such a negative thought here.
I don't have negative. I'm just
out of all people, he's skeptical.
Yeah, seriously. Like, yeah, of all people. I'm skeptical. I have a healthy dose of skepticism when it comes to Neo, the friendly neighborhood robot, just bebopping around your house.
I'm just doing your laundry, Fred.
Did you do it an hour ago?
Tell me when you get home.
He tracks your schedule.
You're not home at 5. Make me a sandwich. How about that?
I've had enough of your attitude.
You know what? I'm plugging your ass. All right.
Do that and the world will end.
My God. All right. We're done.
Are you unplugging and still talking?
No, I'm out. I'm out at that point. All right. What are we doing here? Stars bars. Stars bars coming up. What did Jim Neal have to say? I don't know. But you know who does? Trap House Trevor. And do we feel any better about the Stars' first round dismissal after what Jim Neal had to say? Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.